have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I'm going to say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Colors.
the legend, and war was never known. People worked together, and they lifted many stones, and they carried them to the flatland, but they died along the way, and they filled up with their bare hands what we still can't. I still can't remember when or how I lost my way.
We are Dave and Giggles, and that is Neil Young, Cortez the Killer, possibly one of the greatest bands, greatest songwriters of all time. Giggles, what do you think?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm here. Giggles, in Colorado.
In Colorado.
In the basement.
In the basement, with plastic behind you.
It's insulation, bro. Insulation.
I mean, you got to get a wall up there.
Keeps the rays, you know, the x-rays out.
The x-rays out.
I'm wearing my foil helmet.
And you're wearing your, what shirt is that? That's a nice shirt.
It's my LASIK shirt.
Ooh.
It's my free t-shirt I got when I got my LASIK.
Oh, that's right.
It says true vision through light.
It's really
trippy.
It looks
like a band shirt, right?
It does. Yeah, it totally looks like a band shirt. I thought it was a band shirt.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's not.
So it's like an eyeball getting like lasered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a trippy ass shirt. Weird.
Mm. Right?
Man.
Yeah, I liked it though.
It's a good shirt. It's a good shirt. You look good with it.
It's some, I got to tell you, it's some good LASIK. They got a great marketing thing.
Yeah.
They got something, you know.
Did you come out?
Give them a good review.
Did you come out of LASIK and then just be able to see right away?
No. I was shot the first day. I couldn't see, like, it was
couldn't
all
see
blurry.
Anything.
Yeah, I couldn't see any. Well, yeah, it was okay, but I had to, like, sleep. They gave you, like, two Tylenol PMs and you got to, like, take a nap for 4 hours.
Oof.
And then the next day my eyesight was a little okay, but the following day it was like spot on. I was like, whoa,
like everything was clear.
Everything was clear. I was like granted new eyes.
You could throw out your glasses.
Throw them out. Yeah, I donated my glasses when I walked out the door.
All I can see is your t-shirt now. I can't see your face at all. All I can see is your t-shirt. There it is. There's your face.
I
like looking at you.
Right? Head to toe.
Head to toe, head to toe. We are Dave and Giggles. One of us got LASIK surgery on their eyes, and it's Radio Free Brooklyn, and we got 2 hours.
Yeah. Joe, if you're listening, Joe was the server at the restaurant on Friday night. Joseph, if you're listening, I want you to call in 718-928-9732. This guy, I met, he said his dad left us a couple years ago, Dead Dad's Club, and he's been on a mission to kind of like find things from him. Like he, apparently he spoke.
Text him and tell him to call in.
I don't have his number.
Oh.
I just told him, I was like, listen, we do a show.
How did
you want to call in?
How did you tell him? How did you tell him if you don't have his phone number? Right. How did you tell him to listen?
Well, I just said Dave and Giggles. I said, you know,
how does he know to listen?
I don't think he's listening.
Do you? Are you friends with him on Facebook?
No. He was my server from Friday night.
Oh, all right. Well,
but
tell him to call
story,
in.
He had his story that his dad left him, you know, left the earth. And he like left all these clues, and he's on this like mission to kind of find out
clues?
What
these
clues mean.
What like, clues? This is a really weird story. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, but it
with
sounds
story?
Like it sounds like the Tom Hanks movie.
Which one?
Years ago, you remember that where he like
Castaway?
The dad dies. Not Castaway. There was, there was a Tom Hanks movie.
Day. Which one?
There's a Tom Hanks movie where he leaves clues to his son, and the dad dies. Don't.
No, we got to look this up now because I need to know what movie this is. I've never heard of this movie before.
It wasn't very popular. That's why we should just move on.
But I want to know now. I feel like you left it out in the open like this. Now I got to know. Let's see. Let's go to his. The other day I went to a every like once a year, a whole bunch of people that I used to work with do a go out to the bar. Okay. And we all go to the bar. And it's a nice like outing. We see a lot of people that we haven't seen all year. And the girl who puts it together, her dad died like 2 months ago or something like that. And like I was like talking to everybody, and then I made my way around to her, and I was like, hey, I gave her a hug. I was like, sorry about your dad. And then I like looked at her and I was like, listen, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but welcome to the Dead Dads Club.
I know. It's got, I think it feels okay, right? It's like, oh, it's the Dead Dads Club.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I mean,
got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, the Dead Dads Club. I mean, I saw a couple people who still have their dads kind of look at me and go, ooh. But she got it. People whose dad died gets it.
Right.
You know? They get it.
I had a great name for a men's club. So there's this auto mechanics place that's for sale. It's called like it's a lube shop. It's like a, you know, three bay auto mechanics place.
Bridge of Spies? Bridge of Spies?
It's not Bridge of Spies.
Okay.
No.
Keep going.
But this auto mechanics place, and it's like it says lube shop, and I was like, that'd be a great name for a guy's club.
The lube shop. That sounds like a jack shop. I mean, that's a terrible name for a place for guys to go to.
Not really. Not if you think about it.
Lube shop. Come and get your oil changed.
Right? It's a great name
for a
guy's
club.
Give
me some things that'll happen at the lube shop.
Guys are just like, hey, you could get your car serviced.
Okay, so like, it's an actual car place.
It's an actual like car place. Kind of like Bill's Place.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I went there once with you, and it was super awkward.
Super awkward.
Super awkward.
This is a legit operation. All right,
so it's like a big place. Is there a spa in it, or is it like
no,
you drop your car
spa.
Off?
No. It's like a four bay with like three underground. So three undergrounds and three up top.
All right, I can see problems with this already.
Why?
Because
people falling through.
Yeah.
From the
you can't like I can I understand the idea of like I'm gonna go to this lube shop and I'm gonna hang out and watch them fix my car, you know?
Yeah.
And be like one of the guys like hanging out watching cars getting fixed. But did you ever go to like a Pep Boys or something?
Oh, yeah.
They don't allow people back there because it's a liability.
For a reason.
Right, for a reason.
Oh, what's this do?
Exactly.
The whole car.
Was it Cloud Atlas?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I saw that.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch? I don't know what movie you're talking about. Cars? Was it Cars?
No.
The Terminal?
No.
Catch Me If You Can.
It might.
Well, no. Road to Perdition. Was it Road to Perdition?
I don't think. I never watched the movie. That's why I think this is a terrible topic.
It's a terrible topic. Oh, man. I got hooked into Castaway the other day. I saw it on and I was like, I'll watch Castaway.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It sucks because, well, I don't want to give away the spoiler.
For Castaway? You know,
yeah.
That's like 10, 15 years old. I think it's okay now to spoil Castaway. I think people know what happened.
The fact that she married some other dude.
I know.
Like he was on this island. It was the ending you didn't want.
Yeah.
I get it now. Yeah. I respect it. You know?
I bet it was like, that was probably, I was watching it and I was like, I bet this is what spawned this movie idea. Was like, what if some guy was trapped for a really long time and came back and their wife or their girlfriend was with somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, how can we put this guy somewhere that he's somewhere for a really long time? Oh, we'll put him on a desert island. And then it all formulated from that, because that's like a guy's worst fear. Like someone you love, someone you love, like giving up on you and just being like, I'm going to go with this other guy.
How do you think I feel? Hey, you haven't been out to Colorado yet.
You know, it must really hurt. You must feel like castaway out there.
I do feel hurt. We could be jeeping. We could be, you know, getting the truck. We need to be jeeping. Driving around.
I know. You going to get that truck, Tacoma? What's going on with it?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. It's if it's either truck or land.
What do you know? Mean? What do you, oh, truck, to buy
truck
land?
I would enjoy every day.
Yeah.
You know, like, and as a business, it could be it's a write off.
If it's my work
truck and I lease it, it's a write off.
So I mean, what? So you don't pay taxes on it? How does that work? What's the write off on it?
I think 80%. I think you can write up 80% of the miles on the truck.
Okay, so the miles.
It's a work truck.
That's not bad.
And it's manual transmission.
You want a manual.
I want to get back in the driver's seat again.
I'll be honest with you. When I was in London, I was driving a standard on the opposite side. So I was shifting with my left hand. Yeah, I was switching with my left hand. And it took me a couple hours to get used to it. But when I got used to it, I was like, I miss driving a standard or like a manual so much.
You're engaged.
Yeah, you're engaged. You've got the power, you know,
to go. You're always in movement, in motion. You know,
at the beginning, I couldn't get it. Like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, I wasn't natural. That's what I'm getting at. Natural. And then I was like, there was something about it where I couldn't hit first gear all the time. So I would put it in third and I would try to like start in third and it would be like, and it just wouldn't go. And I'm like, what's wrong with this car? First gear sucks. And then I figured out I was in third doing it. And I think it was
an 89, Toyota Celica. It was like my sister's car that I learned how to drive stick on. And that was like, you know, I definitely stalled out. In like, you know, stoplights.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, like.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I think Tim Softop, I taught him how to drive manual in my car because he was going to Italy and needed to learn on it. And I was visiting him up in Rhode Island. He's like, hey, can you teach me how to drive manual? And I did. And I think he burnt out my clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can
fuck up a car.
You can burn it.
Yeah.
You could definitely ruin a clutch.
Soon after, it did not run right. And that's why I don't have that Saturn anymore.
No, that Saturn was good.
That Saturn was great.
That was a fun sort of.
But now I got the Jeep.
You felt every bump.
Well, now with the Jeep, you feel every bump 10 times that much. Like with a Jeep, you feel everything. When I let my mom borrow it, she was afraid of it. She was like, I don't like it. I do not like it. You feel everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the fun though. Of it. That's the fun of it, you know?
It's a good city car.
It is a good city car. It's nice and short. It's real. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Maybe that could be your million-dollar idea is you do Jeep tours of the city.
That would be fun.
Does anybody do Jeep tours of New York City?
I don't think so.
It's maybe not the
I don't know.
I think riding around a Jeep in New York City, then you have like you're open to everything though.
You are open to
everything. You know, like a cab, you're protected.
Yeah.
If you're in a Jeep,
yeah,
you're out in the city streets.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's the one thing that fears me a lot. Is like that Jeep is it's so easy to break into. You only have to unzip the window. That's it. You have to unzip the window and somebody can grab everything in your car. It's so easy, but no one has done it yet. Knock on this table. I don't think it's wood, but whatever.
No, people like Jeep people.
People like Jeep people. Right, we'll leave them be.
Well, that's why you also don't leave anything in your Jeep.
Well, I know I do. I don't have much in there. I got like beach chairs. I got those in there. No one's going to take those.
No,
I got my Easy Pass. Maybe someone will take that. Shit. You look good. We are Dave and Giggle. So, We got not us personally, but everybody got yelled at for not reading on air things. Mm. So I'm going to read one of these. Let's see. Mebottle.com. So we got a sponsor, Mebottle.com. It's like one of those water bottle things that's supposed to be really good.
I'm drinking a lot of water right now.
You're drinking water right now. All right, here it is. I got to read this verbatim. After more than a year of dreaming, researching, and experimenting, late night conference calls, and early Saturday morning meetings, the Me team is happy and proud to present to you the Me bottle. Tell me if anything should be changed, and then I'll let the team know. All right, this double insulated reusable stainless steel bottle disinfects water in a 60-second cycle utilizing UVC LED technology. That's weird. Does that seem right to you? It's 99.99 effective against E. coli. So, I mean, I feel like you could bring this to the mountains and put some spring water in it, and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. A single charge. Oh, it's got a charge. It's got a USB charge on it.
The Mi bottle.
Yeah, the Mi bottle. A single charge via micro USB lasts up to 30 days, and the bright LED display lets you know when water is ready to drink. That sounds pretty cool. Sounds good for the
camping. Need one.
Yeah,
you need one in your hands.
I do need
Let's go
one.
Test them.
Yeah,
Let's go
should.
Test the Mi bottles
we
with should. The new Tacoma out in the mountains.
We should.
Get like Giardia.
Yeah, we'll definitely get Giardia. All right. Right here. Join us in bringing clean water to all. Raise your bottle and drink to you and me. Find out more at mebottle.com. There it is. There's the read.
Give me one of those next time. I'll read them.
All right, I will.
We can get Emily to read one.
We should get Emily to read one.
We'll put them to music.
That would be really nice.
They'll love us.
I'm going to take a picture and send them to you. I'll do the Mi bottle one. And then, all right, so what else? What do you got, anything written down over there or what?
I got nominated for an award.
What?
Yeah. I nominated myself first because, like, that's what you have to do.
Wait.
You know.
You nominated yourself for an award.
Of course.
And you won it.
Well, I didn't win it. I got nominated, I entered.
What is this award?
So it's the 2019 WIPA Awards of Excellence.
Awards of WIPA. Excellence.
So Wedding International Professionals Association. And it's going to be in New Orleans in November. And I think I'm going to go. So I'm going
to. You're going to go to New Orleans?
I think so.
In November?
It's in November.
Shit, is it going to be on over a weekend or is it during the week?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday to Monday?
No, just Thursday. So it's like a gala Thursday.
Man. I should take off that Thursday. I should take off Thursday and Friday. Fly to Colorado with you. We could drive to New Orleans. How long would it take to drive?
That sounds terrible. Like 2 days.
2 days. That'd be fun, though.
You can fly there.
Yeah, I'd fly there.
It's a nonstop flight. So, but Carlos lives there. So I think I'm going to remember Carlos?
No, who's Carlos?
We went to his house party time.
I do remember Carlos.
And I gave him the art.
Yeah, remember? I do. Yeah, that was really awkward.
It was like a really loud house party.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I remember we were like, yo, come to me with this house party. And it was it was a weird party, right?
It wasn't a weird party. It was just loud.
It was very loud.
I was like, oh my God, this is a loud party.
It was loud. We didn't stay long, right?
His neighbors. No, we stayed for like an hour. Man. You remember this?
I do remember going to a place being very loud. I don't know. And then I remember we walked a while afterwards. I remember we walked back.
We're always walking.
Yeah, we're always walking. So you're going to go visit Carlos?
Maybe. I haven't like released this to the public yet.
Now this is the public.
This is public. So it's me and five other people.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be cool.
But who else is going to go?
Well, I invited the wife. It's on a Thursday, so it's tough.
So you, the wife, and the three kids. Yeah. That's your five people?
Well, I'm not bringing my kids because here's the thing. If I bring the whole family and I don't win, it's kind of like.
That'd be really. Dad sucks, kids. Dad sucks.
Dad didn't win.
He nominated himself and he got no votes.
No, I don't think it's. Well, you know.
Is it not a voting thing? How does it work?
It is one of my best films. I think it's a really like good tear. No, I'll say tearjerker, but it's just it's emotionally.
Can we see this thing? Can I see this thing?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, I don't want to like mess up my chances here.
I don't think it'll mess. I think it'll only make things better. Is it a voting thing? Can people vote on it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Yeah, send that over to me. All right. So you made a video for it or you made a video and then you entered it?
No, I made this. I did this wedding video last year.
Okay, this is one from last year.
I submitted the wedding video that I think is really good to the thing. Cause I was like, you know, it's time to start like putting my stuff out there.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anything, it's a trip to New Orleans and I've never been.
Neither have I.
I think Giggles needs to go to New Orleans.
Giggles in New Orleans. Can you put together a little audio thing for us while you're in New Orleans?
Right.
I would love to hear that. Oh man, you're going to get really fucked up in New Orleans. You're going to get drunk as shit. It's going to be good.
No, no.
Why not?
It's professional. I do want to get a new shirt, like a new suit to go.
I'll buy.
You know me, I like a new fun shirt, you know, pant combo.
You do look good fun in a shirt. Pant combo.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope you win.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I hope you know. Win.
We won't know until November.
We won't know until November, yeah. But you're going. That's a win already. If you go, that's a win. Because you just got a trip out of something you nominated yourself for. Nobody nominated you but yourself. That's great. That's so good.
Hey, listen, you're not going to catch any fish if you don't go fishing.
You're not going to catch any fish if you don't go fishing. I don't know what that means, but I like it. I like
it. What would you put in the back of your truck if you had like a truck? You know,
what I put in the back of my truck if I had a truck? I mean, it's different. I live in the city, so I mean, it would probably be, I mean, whatever I put in the back of my car. So it'd be like whatever,
like beach chairs,
beach chairs, beach chairs. Right now, I think I got a cooler in there.
Yeah.
Oh, check this out. Yeah, a little cooler. So check this out. So I got, I went to Ryan's son's 4-year-old birthday party yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was insane. It was totally insane. They invited 100 people to this party in the park, right?
That's ridiculous.
It was crazy. It was nuts. There was like 30 kids running around and like 60 adults running around. It was absolutely insane. But here was the best part. There was a bunch of best parts. But so I got a crazy text message from Ryan in the morning, and he was like, yo, I got Otto a 4-year-old balloon, you know, like one of those big fours.
Right.
And he was like, it flew away. It's gone.
Yeah.
Lost. He's it. Like, can you get one? And I was like, all right, I'll look for one. I'll see if I can get one. And I did get one. And he also asked one of his wife's friends to get one.
Oh, of course.
So they like got one. So there was two,
he and then there trust was you to get
he didn't trust me to get one. No, so he got I got one. She got one, and then there was already one gone. And 20 minutes into the party, there was this kid who was like a brother of one of Otto's aged kids, right? So he's like 10 or 12 years old, and like they had like wiffle ball and everything, and he's carrying around one of those wiffle ball bats. And he's swinging it around. He's like 10, 12 years old, swinging it around. And he sees one of the balloons and he just fucking whacks it. And I'm sitting there watching him and he whacks it. And it just breaks off the string and just floats away. And I start laughing and I look at him and he's panicked. He's like, oh shit, I just did something really bad. And he looks over at me and it wasn't my balloon. My balloon was the only one standing. So he looks over at me and I go, that is the funniest shit I've ever seen. And he starts laughing. It was great. It was great because my balloon was the last one standing. So I came out the winner. It was great.
Freaking hipsters.
Yeah, freaking hipsters. But that's not my story. So he asked, I was like, he asked if I had a cooler. And I was like, yeah, I got a cooler. I'll bring a cooler over. And I went into the garage. You remember the garage?
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed the cooler and I opened it up. Inside the cooler was my baseball glove. I've been looking for that baseball glove for like 3 years.
Yeah. It's a great place. I think I put a baseball glove in
a
cooler.
Yeah. And I haven't used that cooler in years. So I found it and I brought it over and I was like, Rye, bring your glove. We'll have a catch. Rye did not have time to have a catch, but Chris did, my roommate. So we had a catch and we were like hucking it as hard as we could for a while. I could barely move my arm right now. I'm really, so, really sore. Like we were playing, we were having a catch for like a good 45 minutes and throwing it as hard as we could. It was fun. It was, when's the last time you had a good catch like that?
I haven't had a good catch in a while, but I did go axe throw. You know, I told you about
axe throw. Go axe throw. And how'd you feel after that? A little sore?
A little sore. Yeah. Definitely a little sore, but like a little bit more manlier.
Yeah. A lot more manlier.
A lot more manlier. So
that's good. Yeah. It's weird. Like when you get older, like just doing that motion. It hurts. After a while, it hurts. I forgot how much getting old. It was fun though.
You want to take a little break?
You want to take a little break? We can take a little break.
Well, you've been talking a while. I just want to take a little breather.
Yeah. Here, I'll play a little song. Anything you want to hear?
I'm trying not to say anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I did notice. Is there anything you want to hear?
No, I was just saying like a pause because we, with like the level of the show.
Oh, just bring it down.
We could take just bring it down.
Sure,
like just a pause. Like we don't need to play like music or anything.
Oh, I thought you wanted to go like pee or something. You're drinking so much water.
I know. I'm hydrating.
You're hydrating.
I gotta start. I gotta start getting a truck and start climbing mountains because I think if I get a truck, I gotta climb mountains.
That truck is huge. Just get a.
It's huge.
It's
but
huge.
How awesome right. do you think the power behind it's gonna be?
Oh
you
know? God, it's gonna be V6, massive. It's massive.
V6 manual.
Yeah.
You know?
You could like run over cars with that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You could totally. I think so. Yeah, yeah, it's huge. It's
cars,
gigantic.
People.
Don't run over people.
No, I'm not gonna run. That's not funny.
No, it's not. Speaking of not funny, the Joker movie's out.
Is that I saw a movie a few days ago.
What'd you say?
What movie came out?
Joker, the Joker movie.
Joker. Oh, the a lot of buzz about the Joker.
A lot of buzz about the Joker. It made $93.5 million this weekend. It's it's the most ever October opening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, apparently mental health is a big
mental
thing.
Mental
illness.
It is. I mean, it is. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, and the one thing that I heard that was really good about the idea of like taking a movie and making it like a poster child for like real world harm, like mm-hmm. you know, is like, all right, so you have someone like Joaquin Phoenix, right? He's a great actor, right? So you have him out there and doing this like crazy movie where there's a lot of like just brutality. Right. Mm-hmm. And everyone goes, oh, people are going to start mimicking you. And why is it that if there's a good actor, people are like, oh, this is a little too real, but they're not going to do that with like Rambo. Right. And that has more violence in it because Rambo, Sylvester Stallone is a terrible actor. So yeah. If you have a bad actor in it, nobody cares. But if you have a good actor in there, people go, oh, this is a little too real.
I think it'd be cool if you had somebody like James Corden or like, what's his name? James Corden as the Joker, or what's his name? Jerry Springer, you know, something like that. Like
Jerry Springer's like
Jerry Springer's
90.
The Joker.
James Corden would be like doing carpool karaoke,
right?
And be like, all right, why so serious? Let's sing in the car.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just sing. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna see it. I saw Ed Astra.
Oh, you did
the movie. I did.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's kind of cool.
Give me
it
a
was
rundown.
Like space was like space travel and like had become a common thing. The okay. You know, there was a base on the moon. There was a base on Mars. Like there was stuff. They it's maybe like 20, 50 years in the future of space. You know, travel. Okay. It's kind of cool. I liked the element of it.
Okay.
I definitely thought there was some like cheesy, tacky moments, but like Brad Pitt like just looks like
cool.
Cool, and but he also looks a lot like Rob Lowe. Like I don't know, he looks so much like Rob Lowe, and it's crazy now. If you watch it,
there's a really weird like synopsis. He looks like Rob Lowe.
He kind of looks like Rob Lowe, but it was cool. I liked it. I gave it a
What'd you give it?
A 4.1 out of 5.
That's high.
Yeah, or but you know, yeah, that's
high.
I was entertained.
All right,
I
you was entertained. What would you give? What will? All right, what's your top? What's a 5 movie?
I don't know.
Well, I can't talk movies with you.
We need. I only saw one movie.
I know you only saw one movie, but not in your whole life. You could be like, okay, a 5 like, movie
you
would
know
be
my 5 movies. All right, like Shawshank Redemption,
okay.
Forrest Gump, or like you know.
All right.
What is it? What's a good one? Freaking
that's a good one.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner, Robin Hood. That was heavy. That was like a 5.
Have you seen that lately?
Watched it. I haven't seen it in a while.
You should watch it. I actually caught a little bit of it on TV the other day. It's really terrible. It's really terrible.
Yeah. But at the time it came out, it was so epic.
That's because it had that song.
I wanted to live it. Yeah, it had that song.
I wanted
to live in a tree fort.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
That song was so huge.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
It was so
There's no
huge.
Love Yeah, it was like a epic rock ballad, dude.
It was. I remember I had it on audio tape, and I would just listen to it over and over again.
Everything I do. Yeah, I definitely like thought this about like some girls at the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I was like, I could sing this to you.
Yeah, because it was like a movie that was cool.
Yeah,
and it also made you feel look like a sensitive dude. You know,
Had Morgan Freeman in there.
Morgan Freeman, you know? Kevin. What's his name? Well, I don't want to say Kevin Spacey. Kevin Costner. Yeah. Christian Slater was in it.
Waterworld's coming back now with climate change. We're going to have to...
I thought they were remaking Waterworld. That would be pretty cool.
No, that would be cool. Oh, that would be a great reboot.
That would be a good reboot. Because you could do it and be like, oh, the ice is melting. And that's how it's going to happen.
And more bikinis.
A lot more bikinis.
Like, the Waterworld would start at, like, the spring break locations. Like Lake Havasu and like Powell, you know, like
all Florida, you know, all Florida,
like, but then like, that'd be funny.
It would be really good. It would be like, I could see being like a, like an Independence Day, like giant movie where like you have a whole bunch of like bikini girls on a beach and then all of a sudden a big wave comes in. Mm-hmm. That's how it starts.
Right. Every man for himself.
It's kind of like A Day After Tomorrow for bikini beaches.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Day After Tomorrow?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
So you give it a 4.1 out of 5 at Astro.
Yeah, that's generous. That's a, you know.
It is generous. Generous. It is generous. Yeah, I mean, I do want to see it. I don't, it just seemed more
space
like.
Space movies are ridiculous, though. They're nuts because you're like, oh, that can't happen.
Yeah, in the commercial, in the trailer for it, there's like them shooting guns on the moon and stuff. And this looks bad. This looks real bad.
Yeah, it was like that part was cheesy, but like, you know, the visuals were cool, and like the world that they set, the stage for was kind of cool.
It looks more Interstellar than it does Contact. Contact, I think, was a perfect space movie. Did you ever see Contact with Jodie Foster, Matthew McConaughey? That was a good movie. That was a good space movie because it really had very little to do with actually being in space. But it had more to do with like aliens and like contact with them. Contact, that's a 5 for me. That's a straight up 5.
So here's the follow up question: if there's aliens and like they need people to go and like procreate with the aliens, and they're like hot aliens,
They're hot aliens. I mean, what are they? Do they look like us?
Yeah, but they have. No,
more lizard like.
It's like cone heads, but like with mixed with crackheads, you know.
Cone crackheads. They're really skinny. You're saying with little teeth.
Yeah, and like eight legs.
Eight legs. I'd probably do it just to say like I had sex with an alien. That'd be kind of fun.
Like that. That's a good bar story.
Yeah,
that's a good opener.
Yeah. Let's see. We had a couple deaths. Rip Taylor just died.
Who's that?
Rip Taylor, look him up. Rip Taylor, actor, comedian. He was, did you ever watch Jackass?
I don't know, but...
I don't know.
How many of these... no, I was reading this on-air thing we got to read. How many of these do we got to read during the show?
Just, you want to read it? I don't know. I think we only have to do it once, but if you want to do it again, I'd love to hear your take on it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
We are Dave and Giggles, by the way. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, and Giggles is going to give us a read.
I am. 718-928-9732 if you want to call in.
Yeah.
That's 718-928-9732.
Three, two.
Here we go.
Okay.
I like that it says kill date.
It does? Where does it say kill date? Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I need some music behind me.
All right, let me get you some music.
You know, could you give me a little?
Yeah.
Give me something like hiking, like I'm hiking through the forest. And then
hiking music. Okay. All right, I'll give you some hiking music. All right, ready? We're going to go back to Neil, and we're going to play a little hiking music. This is going to be the hiking music for the read of the me bottle. Do it.
After more than a year of dreaming, researching, experimenting, late-night conference calls, and early Saturday morning meetings, The Me Team is happy and proud to present to you the Me Bottle. This double insulated, reusable stainless steel bottle disinfects water in a 60-second cycle utilizing UVC LED technology and is 99.99% effective against E. coli. A single charge via micro USB lasts up to 30 days, and the bright LED display lets you know when your water is ready to drink. Join us in bringing clean water to all. Raise your bottle and drink to you and me. Find out more at mebottle.com.
It's amazing. That was amazing. That was the best beat I've ever heard.
Yeah. See?
Music killed it. If he sped it up a little bit, he started singing.
Needed an instrumental.
I know. But I couldn't do get you that on the
studio.
Fly.
We got to start a production studio. Wouldn't we be a great
we would.
Production studio?
We would.
Doing jingles. Oh, could you do jingles?
Could you just do the guitar licks
and I sing the jingle?
Yeah, what do you want to do a jingle for?
I don't know, man. What needs a jingle? Like health.
Auto health, the whole works. I got all the songs that we used to make and then play in the background. Remember all those songs we used to play? Let's see.
You love these.
I know.
You love these.
I know. I used to do.
You get so excited when you get to play.
I
got these sounders.
Let's see. I got one. I got a commercial here. What's this a commercial for?
Yo, you need something moved? Boom. I got it. Breaking up with your lady.
Can you hear this?
Boom. Let's do this. You want to rob the place? Boom. Let's do it. Boom. Moving service. Call me. Giggles. I'll pick you up.
Be prepared because Giggles doesn't have heat in his car.
Make sure you're wearing a coat.
And you might have to wear a gas mask.
It's a little bit gassy in the truck. But anyway, boom. We'll get your shit. We'll move it.
Giggles Moving Company. Contact your local Giggles for more information.
That's good.
That was so good. I did move a lot of people.
Yeah, that was... I mean, now you're going to get this new truck. That's what you can do. You can move people around.
Well, I actually kind of want to put a plow on it and do like snow plowing during the winter. Right?
Yeah. Mr. Plow.
Like make it useful. Yeah. Either a plow or a camera rig in the back.
For what?
And do like stunt shots. So if you have like a Ronin on the back and you can just do like these crane shots, do some mountain
You're going to do some.
Oh, yeah.
You do some like driving?
Some cinema, dude. You got to use it.
Yeah. You do got to use it.
Like a horse. You know, you got to put it to work. Come on, Dave.
I mean, you think you could be a stunt driver, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
You've seen me drive.
Yeah, I've seen you drive. You got your hands at 10 and 2. You used to have your glasses, but now you got the LASIK. You're all up on the car like that. You got the seat.
I am like a tense arm, driver.
I've got the proof. If you go to our Instagram, there's that shot of you, you getting the ticket. Remember, you're like you're all crammed up in the front. You're looking up. You're like, what's going on here?
They caught me.
They caught me.
Oh no!
So good.
Oh, it was funny.
It was really good.
Well, I told you my New York City cab driver story, right? When I had the boom truck, the white truck.
Yeah.
I was driving from Queens to the city, and I was on Queens Boulevard or one of those 31st Street. And I was pretending it was like a horse race. When it's a horse race, you got to follow the fast horse. You know what I'm saying? You got to pace yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Horse racing, dog racing. Dog racing's kind of illegal now.
It's illegal.
So much.
Yeah.
They still do it in
Florida, don't they? I feel like it's a Florida thing.
No, they stopped it.
Oh, wow.
They stopped it.
Wow.
All right. But horse racing, it's all about getting behind the fastest horse or just pacing yourself so that like you don't get stuck. And I was with the stick shift, truck, and I was moving and shaking throughout traffic.
Gas in my face.
And this cab, like I made some moves, and this cab driver came up to me and he was like, you really good driver. And I was like, thanks, man. And it was my best like driver compliment I've ever gotten. Was like this cab driver was like, he was watching me move, and make moves on this like two. Yeah.
Getting in there, getting like, out of there.
Getting in there, getting out of there, and like making moves. And he took it upon himself to give me a little like driver compliment. I was like, thanks, man.
What did he do? Like do the Grey Poupon, like roll your window down? I mean, you were in you were in the truck because any time of the year you had your windows down, you had to because of the
exhaust leak. Yeah, yeah.
So he pulled up next to you and rolled down his window and was like, good driving, man. How did he do it again?
I think he just said, "You're a really good driver." And I was like, "Man, wow."
You did it with an accent
before. Well, he was from Africa or something. So I wanted to give like the full, like, you know.
Yeah.
It was Africa, Middle East, somewhere.
Is it okay to do an accent anymore? I feel like it's not.
It's like the new blackface.
It's the new blackface. You can't really do it anymore. Mm.
But no, I'm theatrical. I'm an actress.
You're a thespian.
I got some good thespian drama. All gossip.
Right, let's hear it.
I can't believe I just said that. But apparently my former thespian district in Florida is shut down because the person who was running it took the money and used it on stuff.
That happens.
So like all these kids like that were supposed to go to these like competitions can't because their whole like chapter got shuttered.
Oh.
So
they shut it down? Did they disappear?
I'm going to try to get a they didn't disappear. I mean, it's not disappeared.
Did he disappear though? The person in charge.
I don't know. They're not saying who it is or what they've really done.
Because if they didn't flee, they're going to jail. So, I mean, if I stole all that money, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm going to Cuba.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, how much did they steal? Did they figure it out?
I don't know. It might be a lot of money.
Probably. What are you looking to find?
I'm going to try to get a source to call in.
Try to get a source to call in. Do you remember Rebar? Remember the Rebar one? Mm-mm. Rebar was a bar in Manhattan. It was in Brooklyn. And the guy was doing weddings there. Do you remember that? He was doing weddings there and then booked like 13 or like a whole bunch of weddings and then took all their money and just took off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yeah. Yes. Now I remember.
You know who one of those people were? Remember my ex, Holly?
Oh, yes.
She was one of them.
7, 8, 9, 2, 9, 7, 8.
Yeah, that's the number. There we go. All right, get him to call in.
It's
that's rough.
Yeah, it is rough because it hurts the kids. You know, when like somebody like becomes a criminal, then they're like, you shouldn't be around kids, man. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like embezzling money. Yeah. I think it's because some people have like seen that they've never seen that much money or something and they just panic and they're like, all right, well, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I've had some cash in my hands.
Wait, whose money?
I'm like, I could just
whose money? Whose money do you have?
Like my money, our money. And I thought, I was like, could I go to Mexico right now? Like, what would happen? I'd be like, my wife would be so pissed.
She would find you and kill you.
She would be like, what are you doing? Why are you in Mexico? What? I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But like, you're like, what if?
What if? I think with those types of things, I think with those types of like situations where someone is like a treasurer somewhere or something, or dealing with money of a place that gets money and, you know, whatever it is, like it starts small. Like they start by like taking like a couple bucks and going to get a coffee and being like, all right, well, I didn't get caught for that. Next time I'm going to go get dinner for myself. Mm-hmm. Next time I'm going to go book a hotel for myself. Next time, and it just keeps escalating and escalating and escalating and until it just like blows up in your face. And then you're just like, holy shit, over this past year, I've embezzled like $200,000. Right? You know, like that's how it works. You don't think about it and you think you're like, you start out so small and then eventually it becomes something way bigger than you expected.
Are you speaking from experience or?
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
No. I mean, for the record, I'm not embezzling. For the record, we used to have a petty cash at my job, and we would use that to get dinners. And then eventually, they were like, "Where's all the petty cash?" We're like, we got receipts. Wait, we got receipts." Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No,
no.
Let's see.
What do you got?
That was it. I had just a couple.
You had a couple things. We'll see if that guy calls in. Here's something that it was pretty good. So for the past like year, I've been getting a in the mail a jury summons for for scrap.
Oh, okay, of course
for scrap. And
as per usual.
And like I'll send it to him. I'll take pictures of it and send it to him. I was like, "Yo, dude, you got to deal with this." And apparently, he was on the phone with them. He was talking to them, and they were like, you need to give us like 20 things that prove you're living in LA. And like eventually he gave up. So he keeps getting them. So I'll try to like send him like the pictures of them. And I just got one the other day. And then I saw this, news alert, and I sent this to him and he started freaking out. So this kid in Florida, of course, this 21-year-old kid overslept jury duty. So the judge gave him 10 days in jail.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah, so he gave him 10 days in jail plus 1 year on probation and 150 hours of community service, which is a lot for missing jury duty. But it's pretty it's pretty funny. And so I sent that to Scrap and he freaked out.
Yeah, he's had some shakedowns before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some shakedowns before with the law.
With the law. But we won't go into
that. We won't go into that. That's for the law to decide. Yeah. So
2 hours with you? I got another hour with you.
I mean, we could Melissa gave me a playlist, so we could play some music in between. Chat a little bit, play a couple of her songs.
It's not really our music.
It's not our music, but we could judge it. We could judge it. We're good judgmental people.
I feel like if I'm going to do another hour with you, I got to get a caller in.
Yeah, get a caller in
to help out.
Get a couple callers in. Throw out a couple callers. We got a couple.
I could get my mom, but
yeah, your mom is. You don't ever talk to her. You won't let me talk to her for like 10 minutes until I'm like,
I know. I just listen. I
try with your mom, but I mean, there's only so much I can do with your mom. Oh man. So, Marty Scorsese, his movie's coming out soon. Did you see the trailer for The Irishman?
What is this? A World War One one?
No, that's 1917. That's Sam Mendes, I think. Okay, no, the Marty Scorsese film, Irishman, with Robert De Niro. It's about a whole bunch of freaking. It's just about the mafia again. That's pretty much all he ever does.
It's just like another. Yeah.
But it's Netflix produced, and it's going to be on Netflix, so it'll be very interesting. And they make Marty Scorsese look like he's 20 again. And it looks really good. You should watch the trailer. They did an amazing job. So apparently, Netflix funded it. And then eventually they made Scorsese look young in it. And then, De Niro looked young. And then Scorsese was like, nah, I don't like it. Let's redo it. So then they asked for Netflix to give him like $140 more million dollars or something, like really crazy. And then Netflix was like, all right, I guess we're already in too deep on this. Here's like $100 million more. And then they did the whole redo of him looking young again. And it looks amazing. Like I couldn't tell. He looks like De Niro at like 20 years old.
So they like remade his face?
Yeah, they're doing all the new movies are like,
so they apply like an Instagram beauty filter on his face?
Yeah, it's like the deep fakes. You know those deep fakes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that. So like all these people, I don't know. That's what they're doing. Did you like Will Smith has a movie coming out where he's fighting the younger version of himself. So it looks like Will Smith is fighting the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air version of himself. It's really bizarre. Geez. Everything is going to be deep fakes and everything is going to be like, we've got all these old actors. Let's make them look young again.
You're even getting a little pixelated. I don't know if it's my internet signal.
But. Probably is. You look good. I look good.
Yeah.
So Scorsese said this about Marvel movies. He said, I don't see them. I tried, you know, but that's not cinema. Honestly, the closest I can think of them as well made as they are with actual doing their best they can do under their circumstances is like a theme park. It isn't the cinema of human beings trying to convey emotion. It's true. He's right. So he's like, I don't watch these stupid movies. And then, of course, Samuel L. Jackson replied and was like, screw you, man. He's like, I mean, that's not like Bugs Bunny ain't funny. Films are films. Get over it. So it's true. I mean, like,
it's a lot of something about nothing.
It's something about nothing. But I mean, we're living in a superhero world. That's all that ever exists anymore. It's
you're
a
my
lot.
Superhero, Dave.
Thanks. All right. Speaking of your mom, maybe we should wait till we come back. What's the best thing she ever made? What was like her go-to dinner dish?
Mm, I don't know. I'm gonna pass on that question.
You don't remember what she made?
No, she does this like chicken Parisienne, but it's Parisienne. I don't know if I really
What's
like
it. What's a chicken Parisienne?
So, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like chicken with like onions and mushrooms or cream of celery or something.
So what did you grow up eating? Did you like order out?
Just a lot of different things, man.
What did you make? I'm gonna pass on this question.
I don't know. You caught me off guard. I don't remember like a lot of like, you know.
I don't know.
It's not like a food wasn't. It was different. You know, it differentiated.
I don't know what that means.
Well, also my dad did most of the cooking.
So, oh, what did your dad make?
Like stews and chicken cordon bleu.
Stews in Florida? Stews in Florida sounds like a lot. It's hot down there.
Yeah, sometimes we have cold spells.
Yeah, that's true. So your dad was the cook. That's interesting.
Yeah, my dad was the chef.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like I should make some food for my kids. I did a PB&J earlier.
Oh, I mean, that's a classic. That's a classic. Yeah,
that's easy.
None of them are allergic to it, though, huh?
No.
I mean, because that happens. I mean, you can't bring any of that stuff to schools anymore, right?
No. But our kids eat lunch family style, which is kind of cool now. And I saw them the other day, and they had jalapenos. And I was like, oh, shit, there's jalapenos, you know, just out on the lunch table. That seems like, you know, you wouldn't find that in most schools, just sliced up, fresh, raw jalapenos.
No, that sounds bad for kids.
No, I mean, the kids love it, though. They grow up on it. So, it was kind of cool.
That's pretty. Like, wow,
that's different.
That is very different.
And I had another proud dad moment.
All right, my kid,
we had a new fridge. So the guys that were delivering my fridge spoke Spanish.
Oh, that's nice.
And so Leo was chatting with them, and they were back and forth, like the two of them, you know, were just like
in Spanish?
Yeah, in Spanish. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
So wait, the guy who brought his kid with him?
It was a father son. It was like an older Hispanic dad and his son, who's probably my age.
Yeah.
And
moving stuff around.
Yeah, moving fridges, you know?
Yeah, moving fridges. That's what you're going to do with your truck. You and it's my son, me and my son Leo, moving company.
Yeah. Fridge moving.
Fridge moving. That's pretty cool. So Leo's talking Spanish pretty much fluently.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. That's wild. We would never do that.
No.
It's crazy. 20 seconds and it's going to go to commercial. Then we'll come back with something.
Take a break.
We'll come back with, did you see Ginger Baker died? You know who Ginger Baker is?
No.
The drummer from Cream.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. 10 seconds we're going to hit. We're going to take.